blogger, and Peter Obon, who's chief political commentator for the Daily Telegraph. Thanks for joining me, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Well, Mark,
I'll start with you. As a Lib Dem blogger, I'm guessing you'd rather be keen on having David Lawes, one of your party's big hitters, back in the cabinet.
Yes, I would. But just to come back briefly to what you were saying, I mean, I think that, first of all, it's someone's own choice if they want to reveal details about their own sexuality. And I do think that in David Lawes' case, the way that the claiming mechanism was set up made it very difficult for him to do anything.
Because
of the way it was set up, that he would have had to have made it clear that he was in a relationship.
He wouldn't. If he could have simply stopped paying rent to his lover using public taxpayers'
money. But then he wouldn't have been able to claim any money that he was actually entitled to.
He
wasn't entitled to the way that he claimed it, but if he'd have been above board about it, then he would have been entitled to actually more money than he ultimately claimed. So I think the situation that he was in was quite a unique situation, and I remember at the time I was quite disappointed that he did resign, but I did understand why in the end he did, and I remember I was on a number of different radio programmes around the time, and the public feeling was very, very strongly that he had to resign, and given that he was Chief Secretary to the Treasury in that particular role at that particular time, I can understand why he resigned.
So why should he come back?
Well, first of all, it's been 27 months. And we've had people like Peter Mandelson was back in the cabinet within 10 months. David Blunkett was back in the cabinet within 5 months. I mean, it's not like there aren't precedents for this sort of thing. I mean, I appreciate Peter's probably going to say that that's no excuse, and, you know, that you shouldn't be setting your yardstick by, you know, what new Labour ministers did. He wrote a very good book a few years ago about, about how the spin of new Labour and how they operated. And I appreciate that. But at the same time, I think that that David Lawes, I think it was a specific case that he resigned for the reasons that you've said, that, you know, because he had contravened the rules. But I do think that, you know, a little bit of forgiveness in his situation could go a long way. In terms of the Lib Dems, in terms of, I do think he was a very effective minister. He was only in for 17 days. But
we'll have no idea ever whether he was any good or not. Mark, hold the line there. Peter Obon, does it make any difference now it's 27 months later?
I think there used to be a rule, an unwritten rule in politics, that if you did commit some transgression, and there's no argument that Mr. Lawes committed a very serious one, that you would go to the electorate. There would be an if your voters voted you back in at the next election, then somehow you'd received an exemption. The classic case: Cecil Parkinson was a Conservative minister, a cabinet minister under Margaret Thatcher, and he got involved in a love child, as it's called, and had to resign. And after the following election, he came back into the cabinet. Now, I think that was the kind of that was the convention. New Labour, as with so many things, broke that convention. And I do think that it's worth looking at the Mandelson and Blunkett examples raised by Mark Thompson there, because it wasn't healthy. But Mandelson should have waited until after the 2001 election. To be brought back.
Mandelson should have been prosecuted for what he did, which was a criminal offence.
I don't agree with you, actually, unusually, Julie. I can't see what actual law Mandelson broke. And likewise,
he lied on a mortgage form. Everyone else would be prosecuted.
Yeah, he lied. Pass on that.
But simple yes or no, should David Lawes make his comeback this week?
No, he shouldn't. I think that he certainly shouldn't. I think that there was great merit in that convention, that people should go back to their voters.
So if he did actually either ask for a by-election, or he waited till the next general election and then they said, yeah, we're happy to have you back, that would be fine.
I think that's, I mean, I think, judging from where you were talking, you feel quite strongly about the conduct of Mr. Lawes. And it is worth bearing in mind that if he'd been, say, a civil servant or an army officer or, in the police, he would have been forced out. He'd been disgraced. He'd have lost his job altogether. If he'd been working in one of these much reduced banks, he'd have been sacked on the spot. And it is an example which I find very discomforting of the way in which politicians are treated in a different way, or treat themselves, because they make the law, in a different way than they would any other kind of public servant.
Well, listen, let's get back to you, Mark Thompson. Look, this the Liberal Democrats, and understandably so, when all the parliamentary expenses stuff was coming out, painted themselves as fairly whiter than white. There were far fewer Lib Dems who were caught out with their fingers in the till. Unfortunately, David Laws was one of the senior Liberal Democrats who made a very big play, even at the 2010 election, about how clean his expenses had been, proclaiming that they'd found all of his expenses to be in order. And he was very, very big in his parliamentary leafleting during the general election to say, well, look how dodgy my fellow nearby candidates have been, and the other MPs in nearby constituencies, whereas I'm whiter than white. I mean, he's guilty of not only of having taken £40,000 of taxpayers' money to which he was not entitled, he's guilty of some level of stupidity in that he appears to be, despite being a very intelligent man, unable to read very simply written parliamentary rules saying you may not claim rent to pay to a spouse or partner, which again was very, very, very not complicated for me to understand. He's also guilty of hypocrisy, is he not?
I'm not going to defend what he may have put on leaflets in terms of, you know, what subsequently come out. I mean, that's obviously for him to answer for. But I do think that, I mean, I was pretty hard line on a lot of MPs at the time of the expenses scandal. You know, I wrote on my blog and I talked about it on the radio quite extensively. And I really did think that, you know, quite a lot of what quite a lot of these MPs did was unforgivable. And I'd have come down probably harder than actually the authorities did in the end. But I really do think, I'm not just saying this because he's lived there. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I genuinely think that in David Laws' case, he was motivated by attempting to keep his privacy about his
sexuality. And he didn't have to claim any expenses at all. He was
No, I appreciate what you're saying, but at the same time, he was entitled to it if he'd have been honest. So he was in a very difficult situation.
You are quite factually wrong. He was not entitled to it, whether his lover was straight or gay. He was not entitled to claim rent for a partner of his.
My point, Julia, is that if he'd have been honest about the situation, then he would have been able to claim under a different form of the rule where you were able to claim under those circumstances. But because he didn't declare that this person was his partner, he wasn't entitled to claim in the way that he did. And that's why he resigned. But my point is, he was motivated not by attempting to gain financially in a way that he, you know, was above and beyond what he'd have been able to do if he'd have been straight with the people about his sexuality. It was purely to protect his sexuality. And I do wonder if Peter has any sympathy for the situation he was facing, because I know Peter's been very, you know, very hard line on expenses, cheats and so forth in the past. But I wonder if there is any sympathy at all,
Peter,
for David Laws'
briefly, very, very briefly, Peter, any sympathy?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think I agree with a great deal of what Mark Thompson is saying. I think that David Laws is a particularly nice man. I mean, in the proper sense of the word, he's a decent man. I think that something went terribly badly wrong. I also think he's fantastically competent. I think it's the government has really suffered from not having him for the last 2 years. I think he actually went into public service for all the right reasons. He made some terrible mistake, and I do agree with Mark Thompson. I can't look into people's hearts, but I tend to think it's because he hadn't resolved something about his own sexuality. And I greatly admire Mark Laws. I just don't believe it is right. And just one final point, if you were to allow me. I mean, this is a government which is going out of its way, quite rightly, to castigate and to prosecute benefit cheats. You know, the Department of Work and Pensions, in which, a very good Lib Dem minister, Webb, is there. I mean, and I really believe they're doing the right thing. They're saying you can't just sort of scrounge on the dole.
But very difficult to do that if you're taking people back into Parliament, back into government, who effectively fiddled their expenses. I mean, that's what he's found guilty of. There's no quibbling over that. 0845 6060 973 is the number for you to call. Thank you very much to Mark Thompson and to Peter Obon for joining that debate. They've kicked us off.